children, including another son. Henry was building a myth that he and his family were the true and rightful royal blood of England. But there were those who just didn't buy it. In fact, they would do their own rewriting of history to expose Henry for the usurper he was. What we have here is a genealogical roll. These family trees were owned by kings and noblemen to describe and sometimes invent their glorious ancestries. And it's this part that we're interested in particular, and which tells us why Henry was so very afraid, and what he was afraid of. We start here with Edward III, the Plantagenet king from whom both the Yorkists and the Lancastrians traced their lines of descent. We can see here the Lancastrian line coming down through Henry IV, Henry V, Victor of Agincourt, and Henry VI. And then it stops, because the Lancastrians are exterminated. And this thick red line is what this roll believes to be the main line of royal descent. And it goes to the Yorkist king, to Edward IV, and to his wife, Elizabeth Woodville. The main line of descent carries on to Richard III. But as we can see, the line runs out. It's actually unfinished.
Henry is notably absent,